two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello there, KSL News Time 315. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Provo and Orem are moving back into the orange or moderate COVID-19 risk level. Health officials say the rate of infection there is much higher than other parts of the state. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Copper Hills High School is closed for deep cleaning after more than 15 cases of COVID were found at the school. The Salt Lake County Health Department recommends the school move to online learning. The school board set to meet in 45 minutes. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Well, crews have worked to clear this crash northbound on I-15 as you're approaching 106 South in Sandy. All lanes of traffic are open, but we still have some residual backups, heavy and slower traffic into Draper. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Slight chance of thunderstorms, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 84 degrees. The air quality is a little bit better this afternoon. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A grim milestone for the U.S. More than 200,000 Americans have died of coronavirus in just 7 months.
They're of all ages, genders, and races, but more men than women, and a majority were over the age of 65 years old. Nearly 1,200 who died were frontline healthcare workers as young as 20 years old. Currently, over 28,000 people are hospitalized with COVID-19, the lowest number since June. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Coronavirus cases now on the rise in nearly two dozen states. GOP Senator Mitt Romney today coming out in support of holding a vote on the next Supreme Court nominee. Romney says he based his decision on the Constitution and precedent.
When there's a nominee of a party that is in the same party as the Senate, then typically they do confirm.
Democrats don't agree, saying Republicans are not keeping their word from 2016. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin criticizing Leader Mitch McConnell.
What Senator McConnell is putting the Senate through now is so destructive. For those of us who've been there for a while, we knew a different Senate under different leadership. We need to return to that.
President Trump says he's, quote, very close to making his final decision, but will wait until Saturday to announce it. On Friday, funeral services will be held for Justice Ginsburg. Today is National Voter Registration Day, and it's taken on new significance in this pandemic. In New York City, the Board of Elections says so far it's processed more than 470,000 absentee ballot applications. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson addressing the United Kingdom today, making a plea of togetherness that he's announced. He's also imposing new restrictions following a spike.
To those who say we don't need this stuff and we should leave people to take their own risks, I say these risks are not our own. The tragic reality of having COVID is that your mild cough can be someone else's death knell.
You're listening to ABC News.
And onward to the KSL In-Depth.
Mandatory mask requirement. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake County's mayor is urging the governor to issue a statewide mask mandate. She says it's the best way to slow down the surge in COVID cases. Jenny Wilson was on KSL's Dave and Dejanovic this morning to make her case.
And I want you to think a little bit about a rural county with a smaller population. There's a lot of ranching. There's a lot of land. Obviously, a lot of people who have some isolation on their own. The issue there would be when you come in contact with others, just as you do in a more urban setting like our county here, Salt Lake County, a mask would be worn. So I do think there's a different implementation with a mask mandate throughout the state imposed in a rural area versus an urban. But when you come together with people, whether it's in a small store in central Utah or a similarly sized store in an urban county, you would put on a mask. And that's what I would like to see happen.
This afternoon at a Capitol briefing, Governor Herbert was asked about Mayor Wilson's request for a mask mandate.
Well, it'd be more impressive to me if she'd called me on the phone and talked to me about it, as opposed to releasing it to the press, which sounds like more of a political stunt. That being said, I've been very consistent in talking about the local responsibility on this. Again, nobody knows the demographics and the culture and the situation better than those who are in that community at large. And what we have in Wayne County and what we have here in Davis County are two different dynamics.
The governor has remained firm in his belief that major decisions like mask mandates should be left up to local leaders. You've been listening to the in-depth KSL News Time 319. Now, traffic is brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And here's Ricky Meese.
In Summit County, we do have an accident. It's westbound I-80, a few miles west of Wanship. It's only caused just a little bit of backup, nothing major. So you should be pretty good to go as you're traveling westbound on I-80, even on I-80 through Parley's Canyon in the valley. Southbound traffic, I-15, looking good. Light traffic volume and good speeds from downtown to the point, from the point to Provo. Northbound I-15, we are still kind of trickling out of the earlier delays from a crash in Sandy, but it is a little busy as you're going from 90th up to 7200 south. No problems on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. Steve?
We do have a fresh crash for West Valley drivers at 3100 South Constitution Boulevard. That's at 2700 West. So far, no problems, though, on I-15. Got good speeds and travel times, both north and southbound, between the Spaghetti Bowl at 21st South all the way up to South Willard. You're also good to go if you're on the West Side Belt, northbound 215, Legacy, and Highway 89. Find out more about how your kitchen or bath can be the kitchen or bath of your dreams in just 3 days. Just visit 3daykitchen.com. That's 3daykitchen.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's the 7-day forecast with Graham Wayman.
86 the high today with a slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. More sunshine and also 86 and then 85 more sunshine on Thursday. It cools down on Friday. Only 76 with mostly sunny skies. And even cooler for the weekend, 74 Saturday, mostly sunny, but the 77 on Sunday, and again, lots of sunshine, and mostly sunny, 79 on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 84 degrees, and orange is the new yellow. Lavelle Edwards Stadium will stay empty. Lots to come. Stay with us.
Jeff Kaplan. Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
If you've recently retired or been offered early retirement, there are a lot of important decisions that need to be made. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Important questions like, how do I know if I have enough money to retire? If I die, will my money be subject to probate? When is the best time to draw Social Security? How will I be impacted by losing my health coverage? Also, we're in a contentious political year. How will this affect you? Important questions, and Trajan Wealth can help. Trajan Wealth is a local, trusted financial fiduciary that always has your best interest in mind and will help you in and through your upcoming retirement. Don't trust advisors sitting in a call center and in another state to help you navigate such an important time in your life. Local, trusted, face-to-face, eye-to-eye, and always here for you. Call today. 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
We're brought to you by Trajan Wealth.
Hey, Mr. World here at the big comic book convention. I'm suited up as the world's fastest superhero. Pew! Speaking of fast, did you know that Eyeglass World has in-store labs? Spoiler alert. That's the source of their same-day service superpowers.
With same-day service, Eyeglass World is the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
Take control of your financial future at the virtual Women in the Money Utah Financial Empowerment Conference, Friday, October 9th from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. There is no better time for women of all ages, cultures, and financial situations to grow their financial capability together and hear from Utah's most influential women leaders. Register today at womeninthemoney.org. That's womeninthemoney.org. Or text FUTURE to 57500 for details and get ready to take control of your financial future.
Ever wonder why your tires have grooves and my racing tires don't? This is Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Good tire tread helps keep traction on the road in everyday driving, and those grooves are designed for safe handling in wet conditions. To check the safety of your tire tread, grab a penny and insert the coin into your tire's grooves with Lincoln's head facing down. If all of Honest Abe's head shows above the tread, it's time to replace your tires.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
We're watching Utah's money. Amazon is selling its own competitor to Peloton. It's called the Prime Bike, and it's going to run about $500, about $3,000 less. KSL Drive's Lincoln is done making pickup trucks. That's according to top Ford officials. No more Mark LT or any other pickup. Microsoft is buying game publisher Bethesda. They're paying a cool $7 billion. This is the company behind such iconic games as Elder Scrolls, Fallout, Wolfenstein, and the all-time classic Doom. I used to play Wolfenstein like 20 years ago. On Wall Street, the Dow jumped 140 points to 27,288. The S&P picked up 34, and the NASDAQ gained 184 points. KSL News Time 325. Getting through security at the new Salt Lake International Airport is now high tech. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly with details.
When you approach the TSA checkpoints, the first thing passengers will notice is the luggage bins arrive automatically. This new touchless system means people won't have to pick up a bin on their own to place on the X-ray belt. There's also plexiglass on both sides of each security line, so there's no way to bump into someone else. Airport spokeswoman Nancy Vollmer says once you get through security to put back on your shoes,
comfortable seating, there's plenty of areas to sit down.
Vollmer recommends downloading SLC International app to learn how to navigate the new airport. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.